This podcast is coming from the Royal Agricultural College School of Business as part of the Certificate in Leadership program. And it's February the 2nd, 2011. The topic that we'd like to cover today is first-person writing, reflexivity, and reflection. I'm going to begin the podcast with an explanation of first-person writing. First-person writing occurs when the document or story that you are telling in your document is constructed to be read from the author's perspective. This is important. There is an element here of ownership and authenticity that first-person writing can convey. Now, this writing style differs slightly from a narrative in the way that a narrative is not always given from the author's perspective. It can actually be given through a narrator, or it can be given through a further character. What is important in the applied leadership assessment is that you look at yourself and you look at your practice, you look at your management style, you look at your leadership potential, and consider it to be a self-inquiry, something that you're looking into, something that you're prepared to question for yourself. And of course, if it's got self in the word and self in the title, then it has to be a first-person piece of writing. We can only write about ourselves starting from I. The vital aspect of first-person writing is to present your story in a realistic fashion. Let's say I'm writing a short story about training for a marathon, and that would be quite a story indeed, from the first-person perspective. Well, I could successfully incorporate numerous details regarding how the training made me feel. My inner monologue regarding the training, you know, that little voice that operates in your head. I could talk about the emotional trials, I could talk about the troubles, the pain, the difficulty, the desire not to train for the marathon. It would be inappropriate for me to attach in that story things that I did not experience, did not feel, or did not perceive personally. So bringing this back to applied leadership, the crucial feature here in first-person writing is to bear in mind that this is coming out of your lived experience. This is subjective. This is personal meaning. We're not pretending to be scientists. We're not searching for objectivity. What we actually want here is an account that quite literally reeks. Yes, quite literally reeks of your engagement with your lived experience. Now, one or two pitfalls to avoid. The most common mistake found within first-person stories is an overuse of the word I. I ran to the door. I did this. I picked up the phone and dialed the numbers. I had a conflict moment with my line manager. I had a difficult experience trying to give some information to a report. These phrases work within a first-person context. However, if you continue to write and document with I, you allow creativity to lapse, and your reader will not only get lost, but could potentially get bored. So somebody who is using first-person writing needs to balance the amount of the use of the word I. Perhaps turning a phrase could be a way around this, changing the format in which a first-person view is given to incorporate other first-person words. How about me and my, for example? In this way, you enable the reader to envision, from a kind of near omniscient point of view, the entire makeup, the entire composition of the world, or the experience that you are trying to communicate and that you are trying to share. Okay, well, bringing that away from a more abstract approach, grounding it in the applied leadership module. What I would say is that in the case of this module, we're looking for how you write a story about your own lived experience. You can produce a narrative, of course, of your understanding of your personal development, who you are, where you have come from, how your values shape your hopes, and most important of all, where you want to go. And it is not a mistake or wrong to use I. That went on.